Welcome to the Technical Operations Group fun time. No, not quite. So we're going to do a number of different demonstrations that will help you to go through our website. And some of it is just related to email and lists and so forth. I'm going to do two things. One is introduce you to the group and then give you our agenda for today. So first, introduce my co-host, co-chair, co-everything, Phil Obregon. Hi, Phil.
Hey. Vita. Hi, everybody.
Great. And then we have Steve Aminoff, our audio specialist. Steve?
Hello, everyone out there, and glad you're here.
Okay. Paul Patchy, I'm not sure if he's here. He's our email guru. Mike Keithley.
Yes, hello, I'm Mike Keithley.
Mike Keithley is our BC guru in many other things. Steve Bauer.
Hello.
Steve Bauer, who's very new to our group, but picked up programming on the website really quick. So really happy to have you, Steve, and does the happenings. So he's our happenings person. And Rob Turner.
Hello.
Who is our latest and greatest to the group, and also picked up extremely fast. So Phil is so happy to have all of this help now. He was doing a lot on his own. Jeremy Johansson, I don't think he's here, but Jeremy is sort of our backup person, who's not. Andrea DeClotz is part of our group. She runs the CCBL list, and that's our wonderful group. So, and then our agenda, Rob is going to do navigating our convention time. So he's going to show you a little bit about the convention program and how it works in those pages. Phil is going to cover email and list tips. Mike is going to cover searching the CCB website and probably give you a demo with the BC and other articles. Understanding the structure of the convention pages, that's our archive pages. Steve Aminoff is going to be doing that. And he's going to talk about audio files, old programs, and all of that. Tips for recognizing phishing emails, that's going to be me. And that's like phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. Membership menu. So Steve Bauer is going to take you through the membership menu and show you all those great forms you can do online each year. And seven is going to be a calendar of CCB events. And a little surprise coming your way. And Phil is going to cover that. So thank you. All right, Rob, go get it.
The online program is really pretty nice in terms of the navigation options. There's many different ways to do it. So let's start off. We'll go kind of a little bit slowly. I will start off with the I'm actually going to go to the web page itself, which I've already opened up, ccbnet.org.
2022 CCB Virtual Conference and Convention Vertical.
And here we are. And so
2022.
I usually start at the top of the page. The quickest way to get to the link for the convention program itself is if you can do an insert. If you have JAWS, you can do an insert F7.
Links list dialog. Links list view.
And I pressed a 2. And when I hit enter here, it will open up that the proper page. So just, but I won't do that quite yet.
Escape.
What you can also do just for familiarity is if you do a couple of heading level 2s.
California, more about CCB heading level 2.
What that's going to take you to the part of the page that's just above the link that we just that we just chose. So there's many easy ways to get to this, is all
list
I'm trying to say. It's,
it's really pretty good.
So I'm going to go ahead and hit enter here to open up the program, the convention page.
Enter. California Council of the Blind Vertical Bar Empowerment Through Advocacy. Visited link 2022.
Okay, so let me do Alt Windows page down.
Alt Windows page down. Alt Windows
page down. Alt Control Windows page down.
Oh.
Slower.
Okay.
Slower.
Hopefully this will keep it at the slower speed. Thanks, Steve.
Article.
All right, so.
Quote, navigating the future together, quote.
So what you've got here is you're going to have a president's message, which
blank.
You can
please join.
But we can skip over that if we want to. And if you type an H, you're going to get to
connect with us heading level 2.
No, that didn't work either, huh?
Try one. Hang on. Just try one.
California Council of the 2022 CCB Virtual Conference and Convention heading level 1. Article. Quote, navigating the future together, blacklist may have changed, blank, registration fee, colon,
so this is where you can register. There'll be a link here.
Blank. In addition, starting April 18th, this year's virtual convention will include pre- and post-convention activities that will have workshops host, blank, dates, colon, main event, May 12-15, blank, registration link, colon.
And here's the registration link.
Visited link blank. If you need assistance filling out this blank, visited link, click here to read. Blank. Visited link, click here to read the online 2022 virtual conference and convention program.
Okay, so now at this point, we could read the program if we wanted to. But before we do that, we're going to go down a little bit further, and we're going to find various ways, options for downloading. So if you did want to get it onto your computer, or maybe get a BRF file, this is how you would do it.
Link, click here to download an MS Word version of the 2022. Link, click here to download a .brf version of the 2022. Blank.
And so on. And so the interesting thing about this download situation with the latest Edge browser is that it will actually open the document in its own window if you just literally click on the link. You can choose Save Link As if you want to, and that will also, that would let you actually download the Word document to your computer.
Link, click here to download a .brf.
So let's go
2022
up to
conference. Link visited, link click here to read the online,
to read the online form. I'm going to get a quick drink of water here. Hang on. Okay, so let's go ahead and click here.
Enter 2022 CCB Virtual Conference and Convention Vertical Bar California Council of the Blind Article Region. Click here to read the online 2022.
Okay.
Navigation region heading level 1 2022 Virtual Conference and Convention Program.
So that's at a heading level 1. And you're probably, when you click on this link, your browser would most likely take you right to this spot. If it doesn't, you can do a couple of heading level
2022 virtual conference and convention 2022 virtual,
and that takes you there very quickly as well. So another, just a quick way. So the program itself,
article,
is divided into various heading levels.
Left quote, navigating the field.
At heading level 2, we've got the pre-convention, the convention itself, and the post-convention sections.
Call action user underline one. But
so that's a thing to note. If you want to look at the various dates, you can use a heading level 3. So I'll give you an example of that.
Calendar of events heading level 1.
I'm sorry, that's where the calendar of events first. I mean, after this.
Heading level 2, pre-conv, head calif, Gabe Griffith, president. California, heading level 1, calendar of events.
Okay, yeah.
Heading level 2, pre-convention activity.
So there's the pre-convention. I won't go through the remainder of this, but I'll go ahead and start using heading level 3.
Heading level 3, Monday, April 18th.
So you can see that's a day.
Tuesday, April 19th, Thursday, April 21st.
And so on. And then we do have even a, may have been a little bit of an overkill, but we do have a heading level 4 as well, and those will take you to
the main event heading level 2, Thursday, May 12th,
and it'll
level
go to
three,
heading level
6 o'clock 4-9:30 p.m. colon
first general session. So if you want to, if you know it's a general session, you can use heading level 4 to get to each of the 6 general sessions. It's also possible to find a date. So, for example, if I wanted to find May the 2nd, I could do a control insert F for JAWS find, and I can type in May, say 2nd. And it should
enter heading level 3 Monday, May 2nd.
So there, you know, so that's another quick way to find a specific date. So that's mostly all I wanted to present as far as the program structure. Are there any questions? Okay, well, thanks. And certainly if you do have a question, you're welcome to get a hold of me anytime.
This is Phil. May I make a comment about this page?
Please do.
Okay, another feature that we built into it this year, and I'm thankful I had time to do this because I now have help from Steve Bauer and Rob. The when you go through the section of the calendar, of the convention calendar, it's built with same page links that will take you to the details section. So if you click on the item, it's going to take you to where you can read the detail of the event or the session. And then once you read the detail at the very end of the description, there's a link that you can click that will take you back to the calendar section. It'll take you back to where you came from. So you can continue reading down it till you find the next topic of interest.
Thank you, Phil. That's very, very, I'm sorry I left that out.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Vita.
You're next, Phil.
Okay, this is Phil. I have the next section. My topic is going to be using our CCB email lists. And what I'm going to do is cover some of the items that I've typically had to help people with through the years using our email that I hope afterwards will make it a little bit easier and just give you a clearer picture of the best way to use it. So that my first topic is sending an email to a CCB email, a list. First of all, it's important to know the correct name of the list. And you may be saying, duh, of course that's going to be important. But hang in here and I'll explain in a second why I said that. So the correct name for our CCB lists is always listname@ccbnet.org. So when you're sending a message to a list, it's important when you select the to, where the to field of where you're sending the message, that you make sure that it doesn't say anything except for the list name at ccbnet.org. A common problem is that the word bounces, dash bounces, sometimes is inserted by the email program when you use the autofill feature. And this often happens because when you subscribe to a list, typically you get a notice informing you of the subscription, and it comes from an address called listname-bounces@ccbnet.org. You know, CCB members are so friendly, and you know, typically people tend to want to write back and thank, you know, they get that message and they write back with a thank you. And by the way, just for your information, nobody ever reads that thank you. So but doing the reply often signals to your email program, and it ends up putting that address in your address book. So the next time you go to send a message to that list and you start typing the list name, It typically auto-populates it with the bounces version of the address. So the solution to that is to be sure to, you know, to always read the name after you put it in and make sure that bounces is one that sometimes gets put in, sometimes admin is put in. It really depends on what got put into your address book. And typically with a lot of email clients that have the autofill, if you start typing it and it puts in the wrong version, typically if you just arrow down, you'll get to the correct version. And typically the once you use the correct version, the email program will start referring to it, you know, the first time you start typing it. Okay, so the next issue is to refrain from sending messages to multiple lists. And what I mean by that is when you send a message and you want it to go to two lists, that can sometimes cause problems. Typically, you would send the message and, you know what lists you belong to. So, you know, if you belong to CCB-L and you belong to the president's list, it's really tempting to send it to both lists. But what usually happens is somebody will reply to that message and that person isn't always subscribed to both lists. Obviously they're subscribed to one of them or they never would have gotten the message. So they'll reply to it. And the message will then go to a list that they're not subscribed to, and guess what? Bounced messages. So, if possible, try to refrain from doing that. It's best, it's cleaner, if more work, but cleaner if you send messages individually to lists. Okay, the next topic is email bounced by the provider because of spam. One of the modern facts of life is that we now have to deal with spam messages. And I'm not even talking about scamming and phishing messages. Vita will get to talk about those topics in a little bit during this presentation. But email is such an inexpensive medium that it is widely used for soliciting donations and advertising products and services and, you know, generally spreading the word about your beliefs. And so to combat this, many email providers try to help us out with filtering software that looks for signs of spamming in our messages and attempts to shield us from the spam messages by, guess what? Bouncing the messages. When these filters think a CCB message is spam, it sends alerts back to the CCB email program. And the program that CCB runs is called Mailman, and I'll refer to Mailman going forward in this presentation. When multiple alerts are received, Mailman will flag the account of the person sending these messages and block additional send and receives for that person. And the solution to this is that the list administrator, typically there's a person assigned to every list called the list master, and they can unset that flag and so you can continue using the list. But in addition to that, it's really your email provider that needs to be notified that ccbnet.org messages are not spam. This is usually done with a safe sender list that you can set up with your email provider. Unfortunately, the safe sender lists are handled through the provider system, so I can't really tell you how to create the list. You'll need to contact your provider directly to learn how they handle it. And again, let your provider know that you need ccbnet.org to be a safe sender for you. And once you do that, then they'll stop notifying the CCB mailman that you're sending spam messages. You know, they'll know that CCBNet is not a spam. Okay, the next topic is moving large lists to groups.io. As you'll recall, the CCB board recently approved a subscription to groups.io. The TOG is working on a plan to set up three of our largest email lists on groups.io. The lists being created are the CCBL list, the Blind California list, BC, and the CCB Happenings.
10 minutes.
Okay, thank you. So relocating these lists will reduce the outgoing email flow from CCBNet. And we are hoping that that will improve the bounced email activity for the remaining lists. Okay, and my last topic is to let you know that if you are experiencing issues with your email or even with the website itself, that the easiest way to contact the TOG to notify us of problems is to send an email to webmaster@ccbnet.org. And the TOG monitors that mailbox, and that's the quickest way, really, to get messages to us. Okay, so I've got about 4 minutes left, so the floor is now open for questions.
Phil, could I just mention that for a lot of folks that use Outlook, they have a pretty easy way to add to safe senders. You can, when you're highlighted on a message, hit the context menu, which is either Shift F10 or the context key on the right-hand side of your keyboard, you'll find something called, does it say spam menu or... I'm forgetting. I think it says, yeah, I think it's a spam menu. You go into that, and one of the options there is to mark as spam. And I'm sorry, one of the things is this is not spam. And you want to click that, and it'll ask if you want to do it for just that email address or for anything from that domain. And if you click either one of those, then hopefully your stuff will not be going into spam all the time.
Yeah, I think that's done.
Thank you. It says junk mail.
The junk email.
The junk mail. That's junk right. Email, yeah. I couldn't think of that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No problem.
Okay, that is true. However, I do want to caution people that that is only valid once it hits your Outlook instance. Typically, these messages that get bounced back to the CCB mailman are being bounced by the actual email provider. So many of these are not even getting to your Outlook. They're being bounced out of the inbox for your provider system. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This is Earl. I've got a quick question. I use my iPhone as my email client, and I receive the president's list. Most of them go to the junk folder. Mm-hmm. A few of them still go to my inbox. You're saying that this is due to the ISP, right?
Correct.
Okay, right? So
yeah, your email is seeing the IP gateway from our mailman system, which is the gateway provided by the service that we're using, HostGator. And because we're using a shared IP gateway, it doesn't know us from anybody else that they're providing email service to. And so we're getting lumped in with all the spammers.
I have a question here, Phil. So what Earl is saying, that some of them he does receive in his inbox, and some actually go to the spam. Can you
really think? I think he means this junk box within his mail client. If it's a junk box in his mail client, then the mail client has a problem detecting whether it's spam or not.
Did we answer your question, Earl?
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly contact the, my ISP, but if it's the client, then it's on the Apple side and I can contact them. From time to time, I go into the spam folder and I see all these presidents' emails.
Yeah, but is the spam folder on your Apple client or a special spam folder in your ISP? Like if you were doing webmail or something like that, you would see it on your ISP.
So 15 minutes.
Okay.
The answer is I don't know, but I think
right.
I think it's part of the email client and not part of the ISP.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could really be both.
Yeah, it could. It could be both.
Elements
of
both.
Yeah. Earl, do you get any president's messages in your actual inbox?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's my concern. So Earl, could you send a message to Webmaster so we could better connect with you and try to better understand the problem?
I can give it a try.
Okay, thank you. I think that would help us.
Hey, any other questions? I think we have a little bit of time still.
Steve here. I just want to make a general statement about spam and such.
Uh-huh.
This has happened to me. I get messages, whether it be CCB or not, in regular inbox. Then I have to approve someone from the junk folder, or they're in there already, and I have to approve. But then there's a constant reminder. Unfortunately, we have to go to the – I don't ever want to go to the web side of the provider, but I – have no choice sometimes because some messages that I need to get stuck there. So it's not just a CCB stuff. It's all over the place. So it complicates life, but that's, we have to work with what we have and try to resolve as much as we can.
And this is Rob. If there's enough time, I had an interesting experience where at one time I had a lot of emails that were going into my junk folder, and I just began to make it a habit to check that every day. And then when I knew it was junk, I would, tell the email client it was junk. And now it seems the last several days I hardly have any junk mail. So it's almost as if it took a little while for my ISP to catch up, or I don't know what happened, but it's far less now than it used to be. So I'm not sure how that worked, but
that's good to know, because I'm another person. I have to check my junk mail almost every day to make sure stuff hasn't gone in there that's not in my inbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Phil. I think Mike, are you next? Let me see. I don't even remember.
Yeah. He's next on the list.
Yep, okay. You're up, Mike.
Okay, let me go to desktop here.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, Outlook, okay. 8 of 29.
I'm going to start up Chrome, which is the browser I use.
G, Google Chrome, enter. New tab dash Google Chrome. New tab dash Google Chrome.
And then I'm going to type the web address for CCB.
C. Selected. Net.org. B.
So I let the autofill complete the address.
Mm-hmm. Enter. Selected. Net.org. https://.
Now, then we are going to search. We are going to find the search facility. And this on the CCBNet was search the CCBNet site. The search facility is almost at the end of the main page. So the one way to reach it is to go down through level two headers because the search header for the search is a level two header. So we'll just go down through there.
California, more about resources. California, our mission heading CCB happening. California, CCB board. California, scene happening. Submit California, count CCB dash connect with us. Head search form heading level two.
We found the search form. So the first thing that, and now you press tab.
California Council of the Blind Vertical Bar Empowerment through Advocacy. Search region, search edit, enter the terms you wish to search for.
So that's, there is where you can enter your term, what you want to search for. Now, the search can be broad, meaning you could type in such a way to get a lot of hits, or it can be narrow, meaning you can type something special and get a few hits. The best way to type when you don't know exactly what you're looking for is to use the broad technique, and it's very simple. You just type in lowercase, and then you press enter. So I know that Gabe has an article in the BC called My Roller Coaster Ride. And this, you don't have to type the whole thing. You don't have to type My Roller Coaster Ride. You can type My Roller. And it will work. So let me do that.
MY ROLLER.
And then I'll press enter.
Enter. California Council of the Blind Vertical Bar Insert.
So we found hits. Now, one thing I wanted to mention, you heard that clang. That clang means that the entire page is loaded. So you don't, if you hear that clang, wonder what on earth it is, that's what it is. So I stopped it at the top of the page.
Same page link, search vertical bar, same page link, skip to main content.
And the first link there below the header of the page is same as skip to main content, which you want to hit.
So enter, search vertical bar, enter. California Council of Search.
And we have it loaded a new page, which is the search results.
Enter your keyword heading level one search. You are here, navigation region end. Heading level one search.
Now, one thing that's very nice about this page is that it leaves the query that you typed originally. So you can, if you find some hits you want, and you can examine them by following links, or if you didn't find it you wanted, you can edit the search query.
Enter your keywords. My roller edit.
That's the search query, my roller. But now we go through, we can press tab to go through links.
Search button. Heading level three link, my roller coaster ride.
So you can follow, you can go through the hits with tab, or you can go through it through level three headings, meaning just pressing three on the keyboard. But you notice at the top of the list,
by gate heading level three link, my roller coaster ride
is my roller coaster ride. So if you press enter there.
Enter. Search vertical bar California Council.
You'll get to the BC.
Right double link the blind Californian. List of three items. Link right link 20 right double angle bracket.
Then you have to work into the blind California.
Link file 20 list end.
To find the list.
You are here navigation heading level 1 by role article. Heading level 2 by Gabe Griffith. It is somewhat ironic that I don't like roller coasters, considering the roller coaster ride my life has been over the last 20 months or so. I had always.
Now you can continue. You could keep reading if you want. But if you're finished reading and you need to get out of here, this BC article, you can do Alt left arrow.
My roller coaster ride vertical bar calisir.
And you heard that? Yep, that's a. I think that's a Chrome thing. Was saying that you did really fetch the previous page.
Enter your keywords.
And the way it works out is you return to where you left off, or to where you return to where you were before you. Launched the article.
My roller edit.
Now you're in my roller, which means you could change it. So if you can change it by simply writing in the edit box.
V-I-T-A misspelled alpha T-I-V.
Now I should put, I press, I put the term beta in there.
I T.
She'll give you
Tango.
All kinds of hits. Four or five pages or so of hits. And when you reach the end of a page, you'll see a list of pages that you haven't examined yet. And so you if you didn't find what you wanted by Vita or that had the name Vita in there, you go to page, you go to the next page, and you go to the next page. And somewhere in all that, all those hits, I think I tried this yesterday and there was something like 40 hits in there. You'll find it. You'll find what you're looking for. Now, if you, once you find what you're looking for, you press enter, and you go to where it came from. If it came from a BC article, you'll go to the issue of the BC where it came from and be placed where her name is. It might be in the middle of the article. It might be at the beginning, or it might be close to the end. If it didn't come in the BC, it might have come from Happenings. So if it comes from Happenings, you'll be placed in the Happenings article where it came from, in the line where the system saw Vita. Now that is a very, very general hit. Sometimes you can narrow hits by typing in upper and lower case. Like if you said uppercase V-I and then lowercase I-T-A, you might reduce the number of hits because there are instances where there is Vita, but it has nothing to do with Vita Zavalli. So you can narrow your search. And in every case, after you've read what you want to read in your hits, you press the Alt left arrow key to return back to where you launched the hit. And that is essentially all there is to it. So in summary, news, and you want to reach the search facility when you first access the web page, you do two. You press two for heading level twos until you reach search. I'm not sure what the other word in there was. There was another word in there, but it's pretty clear. Then you press down arrow key to reach the edit field, which is clear too, because it tells you what it wants, and JAWS will say edit. So you type your query, press enter, and you'll get results. And usually what I do is when I know the page is loaded, I press control to stop speech. So I'm near the top and I can press the link to go to the content, skip the content. And then I read my query, select what I want to read, listen to it, and do anything I want with it. Like select some sections and put it on the clipboard, and then take the content of the clipboard into a document that's open somewhere, so I can put it in there, and then save the changes, go back, and then you're still on the web page, so you can continue with what you're reading. Then when you're finished what you're reading, what you want to know, you press alt left arrow to reach where you were, to return where you were when you launched the process in the first place. And you just keep going and going until you get what you want. And that's really about all there is to it. So anybody has questions, I'll try to answer.
I have a quick question, Mike.
Yeah.
Does it always return the search results in a certain order? Like would it be the Blind California articles first, then the happenings, something like that, or is it mixed?
It seems to be mixed.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know why. I didn't think to try to figure out how to control it, but it seems to be mixed.
Okay, that's fine. Just curious.
Someone, go ahead.
So, no, you got me very interested now, Mike. I've never looked up my name on the site. I think now most of us will go there and search for our name to see how many times it pops up.
But they're all here, all over the place. I mean,
it's kind of like once you learn how you can Google your name, right?
Yeah.
And of course, in Vita's case, it's invitation. You'd get a lot of maybe invitation.
Right. Yeah, that's
why the capital V is important there.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
No, that's great that it's cap sensitive or case sensitive.
Yeah. Mike, another question is on the homepage. To get to search, can I also press E would that jump to the first edit box? Is that the only edit box?
Yeah, the edit box. Yes, it is.
Okay.
That's the only bit. As far as I know, it's just the edit box and then a search button. Okay. If you press to launch the process, but you can just press enter and ignore the button, and the process is launched.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone have questions?
One more quick question.
Much. Yes.
How far back are these? Do these BCs go way back? I mean, how far do we know how far back they go?
We have BCs back to 2014.
Okay, thank you.
We have earlier BCs, but they're not available online.
Right.
Because they're not part of Drupal. So.
Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Steve A.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Ready to go.
Good afternoon, everyone.
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
That wasn't supposed to happen. take two. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Steve Aminoff, and I'm here to demonstrate and show you ways around the website to find convention files. So when you open the ccbnet.org website, at the top of whatever page you're going to be on, which at this point will be right there at the beginning, and you go down. I'm arrowing down at this point because you see more information that way. Of course, you can tab. You know, everybody has their own way of doing things, but at this point, I'm going to be arrowing down. So at the top, you see
California Council of the Blind vertical bar, same page link, skip the main content, visited link graphic, California Council of the Blind, visited heading level 1 link, California heading level 2 empowerment.
Okay, I'm sort of going down a little quicker. I don't want to have to read everything all the way through, so here we go.
Link graphic, donate navigation region, list of 8 items, visited link.
Okay, so list of 8 items. This is what you're going to see. The first is
list visited link home.
Home.
Visited link about U.S.
About us.
Visited link president's page.
Page.
Link chapters and affiliates.
Chapters, affiliates.
Visited link membership,
membership menu.
Visited link student scholarships.
Student scholarships.
Visited link CCB important dates and calendar of events.
Calendar of events.
Visited link contact
and
U.S.
Contact us.
List end.
List end. Okay, so no matter what page you're on, you're going to get that. But we can stay on this home page and go down.
Navigation, navigate, heading level 2, more about CCB.
More about CCB, and then they have more, like...
List of 9 bullet nine visitors items. Link 2022 virtual conference and convention.
Ah, yes, that's what we want. And there are other links, but let's start at the...
Bullet visited link 2022 virtual conference and convention.
Which is the first one. Okay, so you enter on that.
Enter. Navigation region. List with 9 items. 2022 virtual conference and convention.
Okay, remember I said that the top of each page is going to look the same. Now, before I go any further, there are different browsers and different settings within each browser that a person's using. So what you're hearing here is not indicative of what you're going to receive, but it's showing you and giving you pointers of what eventually you'd like to hear when or see on a page. So, I'm using Firefox at this point, and after the links that you hear at the top of each page, on this page, the convention page, let's see if it says that when I hit insert T.
2022 CCB Virtual Conference and Convention Vertical Bar California Council.
Yeah, so it tells me what page I'm on, so I am in the right place. Okay, and using JAWS, by the way. And Windows. So, okay. Now you see the
navigation heading level 1 2022 CCB virtual conference and convention article quote navigating.
Okay, I'm going fast down.
Time to make a chair registration.
Okay, it's registration.
In addition, and work dates called registration link.
Okay, so a link to register. So you'd enter on that and follow the prompts. I don't have enough time to do all that now, but this is just showing you what's around.
If you need send mail link, visited link, click here to read the online 2022 virtual conference and convention program. Visited link, click here to download an MS Word version of the 2022 virtual conference and convention program. Link, click here to download a .brf version of the 20.
Same thing.
Or use any of the following link list.
And then there's links for MP3 files, and then you would enter...
Bullet link, click here to download the complete MP3 version of the 2022 California.
Okay, so let me see what happens if I just click on that.
Enter, article region,
California Council of the Blind 2022 virtual conference and convention program.
So I have mine set, and then I hit the applications key and press P to pause. Now, like I said before, there's different settings, and then you can... depending on your configuration, you can hit the applications key or the right mouse and
inspect what mute speeds up menu for loop not checked. Save audio as
slow down my speech again.
Slow.
And
save audio as.
That's what you want. You enter and you follow the prompts to download the file as you would from any other service. And if you're not familiar with that, then that would be a prerequisite to downloading files, the MP3s. Okay, now going back up, Okay, and then if you keep going down.
Visited link, click here to read the online 2022 virtual conference.
That means you can read it on the browser. You don't have to download it.
Visited link, click here to download an MS Word.
You have MS Word.
Link, click here to download a .brf.
BRF.
Or use any of.
And then it has MP3 files. So if you click on the.
Link, visited link, click here to download an MS.
MS
click here to download
or BRF, it'll download. To your device or your computer at this point. Okay, now as far as the audio MP3s, I'm going to save that for when I show you the audio files because it's going to be exactly the same format.
Visited link home.
Okay, so that's a familiar place to start at.
Enter, navigate.
Okay, now
California Council of.
I showed you what was there. So if I just do a. Okay, and the same things I said before apply here, and you can go down to
bullet visited link 2022 virtual conference.
Below that is, or you can just do a word search for audio if for those who'd like to do that.
Bullet link donate your bullet link back issue bullet visited link the blind caliph bullet link committees of CCB.
One more
bullet visited link past conference and convention audio.
Okay, all right, we are there. So you press enter on that.
Enter. Past conference and conventions audio vertical bar California.
Okay, I'll stop it talking.
Article. The California Southern list of bullet visited
down.
Bullet visited link 2020 CC.
Okay, it has the different years.
Bullet visited link 2021.
2021, 2019, 18, and 17. I'm just going to pick on 2020 since that was our first virtual convention. I'm going to find that link.
Bullet visited link 2020 CCB virtual conference and convention. June enter. Past conference
okay,
and
so
conventions.
Now.
Heading level 2 are here. List of 1 visited link past conference and conventions audio. List end. You are here navigation. Heading level 1 2020 CCB virtual conference and convention. June 19th.
I'm just going down.
June article. Heading level 1 Friday.
Okay, I'm only going to demonstrate this one area and you can apply it to the others. Okay, this is Friday.
Heading level 1 Friday, June 19th.
June 19th.
Heading level 2 session 1:1 p.m. to 4 p.m. List of 9 items. Bullet link listen to the complete content of session 1.
Okay, so that first link, if you click on that, you'll hear the whole session. If you want to hear just parts of it, then the links below have everything divided up. For example,
bullet visited link call to order announcements, pledge of allegiance, virtual convention etiquette, bullet link adoption of conference and convention,
and on to the last one. You'll know when you're at the end because it says
list end.
Okay, and then it should go to
heading level 2 session 2 colon
session
6 2. PM to
okay, so it's the same thing. So I'm just going to pick on any link from above. Okay, I'm going to press the first, actually the second link. First was the whole session, then the second was call to order. So if I press enter on that, on my particular setup.
Enter. 01 call.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Judy Wilkinson, President of the California Council of the Blind. Officially opening.
Okay, so I pressed applications and P to pause. Some people just press P. See, that's why I don't want to get into in-depth detail about how to do this. Remember, this is just a guide. Your system and mileage may vary. So now that I've paused the recording, I can hit applications again or right mouse click. I'm going to hit applications.
Applications.
Okay, then I can arrow up or down. I'm going to go down, and you're looking for save audio.
Speed sub menu for loop not checked. Save audio as.
Save audio as. Okay, save audio as. You enter on that, and then it'll, whatever, where you have your downloads to be saved, it'll be saved to. So if I press enter on that, it will download.
Enter, leaving menus.
Okay, there it goes, and it's done. Okay. You may be asked what you want to title the file and press enter again. That's the reason why I'm not going any deeper into this. As I've shown in the tools above, you can find what you need regarding this convention or past conventions by looking around and following what I said. And just, you know, just look around first and become comfortable and familiar. And that'll help you get a start. And if you're not familiar with downloading or listening to past audio or even for the programs, I'm sure there'll be someone who could give you assistance in that area. And like I said, all browsers and settings are all different. So I almost did not do any audio, but I felt that it would be too empty not to. So anyway, that's it for me, and that shows you that there's a lot to be seen on the convention settings for the convention page for the California Council of the Blind, present and past. And that way, in the future, you'll have these same tools to help you navigate. Thank you for listening, and that's it for me this time. Okay, bye.
Well, thank you, Sean. The audio sounds so clear. It's great.
Sound like Judy was here.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it really did.
I felt like she was in my living room.
Yeah. I said, attention.
2020 revisited.
Any questions?
Steve, just a comment. Like Steve said, that every browser is different. I know in Chrome it doesn't say save audio as, it'll say save link as. And
yep.
I think that I can't remember. I believe that Microsoft Edge also does, it says save link as.
I believe so. Save link as.
Yeah. So just for anybody that's using those browsers, you're looking for the word audio. You won't find audio.
No.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. All right. So I am going to talk about phishing, as in phishing. I'm not sure who came up with that or where it came from, but so we're going to talk about phishing and how not to get caught in the net. So I have 10 tips. So I think I'm going to read those first, and then I'm going to share my screen and show you some emails that I received recently, and some of them look really real, you know, and we've all gotten those. Please be patient with me. I'm sure some of these you're well aware of. But first tip is to check the spelling and of the email and domain names. Even though it says invoice from Amazon, if you actually look at the spelling of the email address it's coming from, it may say Amazon or two Z's or, you know, something like that, just so it sounds right and it looks right to the eye. And I will show you a little bit about that. Next one is to check for typos, grammar errors, phone numbers, and the context of the message. So I'll show you one where I got a phone number that looked, you know, pretty real, but it sounded real, you know, because, you know, when we're listening to it with the screen reader, it's going to be a little different than when you're looking at the screen. So it said 803 when I went through it character by character. I said, wait a minute, 803, that doesn't sound like a company number. And then I asked the A lady and she said, oh no, that's whatever, whatever city it was, right? So that kind of helps a little bit too. Generally in spam emails, we do tend to see some errors or grammar errors, and usually a big company wouldn't let an email go out like that, right? Now, I have to say that the spammers are getting smarter and smarter. I mean, I've seen some very well-written emails that look real. I had one recently from a bank, and it was very well written. I could tell that the email was a little different, but it looked close enough. So what I actually did was called my bank did you send me an email? This is what it refers to. And they said no. So that's another way to check it, you know, to call the company and find out if there were particular emails going out about a particular subject. And I even do that with calling. My bank called me about something and I wasn't sure who was actually calling me. They said they were from Chase Bank and what they were asking me sounded real, but I wasn't going to give my information. So what I did was I called Chase Bank back and then went through whatever steps I needed to make sure that I was giving the information to the right person. Never share sensitive information through email, not your social security number, whatever sensitive information means for you. I know for some people it means different things. You know, some people are very comfortable sharing their address or their phone number over email, some are not. So some of these things you may be more comfortable sharing by phone. Don't fall for urgency. That's a big one. I need your money right now. Because, you know, tomorrow the world is going to change. Something will happen. And I don't know, you know, I'm going to crash and I won't be able, my computer will crash and I won't be able to get your information anymore. Or, you know, just some sort of real urgent information. All right. We don't want to click on links in an email unless you're absolutely sure that it's from the bank or from the, you know, or from the company that you mean for it to be from. So what I tend to do is rather than click on the links in my email, let's say if it's from Amazon, but I'm not sure, or for whatever reason, I have some doubt, I'll go online. I'll just go to my browser, type Amazon.com, and then look for the invoice or whatever it is that that the link was supposed to give me. I know that's a little bit more work, but if you're at all in doubt, it's worth the work so that you don't go to a site that could be risky. Okay, opening attachments, that's a big one. So unless you're really expecting it, we don't want to open attachments. So let's say my bank sent me an attachment. Well, that seems really unusual that a bank would send me an attachment unless it was something I asked for. Like I called them up and I asked for a statement. So if I see an attachment from something, from a bank, from, you know, a company that I'm not expecting an attachment, I won't open it. Now, I might call the bank and ask if they sent me an email with an attachment. Again, a little more of a workaround. You know, but I'm not trying to be overly careful, but I also don't want to fall into a situation where I get a virus or so forth. Be aware of emails that offer rewards, goods, and services that are too good to be true. You know, you can get this computer for only $10. For $10, we will send you a computer all loaded, fully loaded, has everything. Something's wrong there, right? Okay. And then we want to maintain your antivirus update, maintain your OS updates on your phones, and check on your accounts every once in a while. I do this every month. I check my bank account just to go down the list, a quick down the list, or you can listen to it on the phone, right? You can listen to all your credit card information on the phone and just listen, where did I spend my money this month? And this has happened several times to me where I found charges that I do not remember making. I was pretty sure I didn't make for whatever reason. And unfortunately that was true. And I've had to, you know, cancel the card, and it's so annoying to have to do that. But I'd say it's happened to me at least 3-4 times already. So, because, you know, we give our credit card information over the phone a lot. And we hope that it's taken care of, that it's not being copied somewhere, but, you know, who knows, right? Okay. And the other quick tip I want to give you is to change passwords regularly. Now, this is really annoying because you can barely remember all the passwords you already have, right? So to change passwords is kind of, you know, oh, but maybe like once or twice a year, I'll go and change a password for my more sensitive accounts, like banks, like anything that would have financial information. And a quick story there is I can no longer online load my Clipper card. So for those of you who are out of the Northern California area, Clipper is like your BART card. That's how you get on BART. That's how you pay for your train rides, right? Well, somehow a long time ago, I guess my name was taken. So now when I go into Clipper and I try to sign on, somebody else has access to my name. And anyway, I tried to fix it with the company and it got all mixed up. So the bottom line is I can no longer add to my Clipper card online. I can add to it through the machines at BART. So it's frustrating, right? So let me quickly show you some emails. I'm going to share my screen.
Agenda for the talk. Jaws Home Use Spams of Only at Gmail.
Right. So I'm in my spam folder. When I came here yesterday, there were over 150 messages. So clearly I don't look at it enough.
Sally McGuire.
So I kept a few for today.
Billing department. Your invoice. Set 4/30/2022/11:41 a.m. 44 KB.
Invoice. Okay, and what I tend to do when I'm curious and I want to check email and so forth, there's a number of ways to do this, but the way I do it is I do a forward.
Sorry, to edit.
Hit Control F, I'm in Outlook, and I go to the
BCC subject edit, FW, edit.
And now I'm at the top,
blank.
And I just arrow down.
Level 0, original message. From billing department, Jalen Thomas, 82732@gmail.com.
Okay, so it's from billing department with a very bizarre email address at gmail.com. Right away, you know, I can see something's not quite right here.
Sent Saturday, April 30th, to Zavoli at gmail, subject, your invoice. Blank, 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 blank. Welcome to e-shopping with us. Blank, we are sending you the shipping order. Confirmation details are indicated below and the amount will be auto-deducted from your bank account within the next 12 hours. In case you need to return an item from this shipment, please verify your email account and banking account. Please connect to our billing team to +1-800-687-875. Blank.
All right, so, yeah, they want me to connect and give them my account information, billing information, you know. So, you know, right away for me, when I see the email address already, I'm suspicious here. And then now this is an email that doesn't have any spelling errors. It didn't have any grammar errors. It sounds real-ish, but
blank.
Definitely not. Okay, so I'm going to come out of this
list box billing.
My next one looks like it's from someone in my chapter.
Sally McGuire, FW. Note from Sally McGuire, Sat 4/30/2022, 11:08 a.m.
All right, so it looks for, like from Sally in my chapter. So I, of course I'm gonna open it.
Read only edit. I thought you might remember them, so I wanted to share these pics. Link http://.
Okay, so this one says, I thought you might remember them, so I wanted to share these pics. I wanted to share these pictures with you. So now, am I expecting any pictures from Sally? No. And remember what? Remember who? What? You know, so already got a little bit suspicious here. So I hit the forward.
FW.
So
no, from Sally.
At the top.
BC subject. Blah, original message from Sally McGuire and Regina Mladenovic.13.dls at singemail.rs.
Oh my goodness.
Oh boy. That's from Russia.
Gee. Yeah.
Oh, that's way off.
All right. So even if it looks like it's someone that you know, and these are the common ones we get actually these days. Like I've seen them from Gabe, I've seen them from Judy Wilkinson, but as soon as, if you're at all suspicious, I mean, would Gabe be writing to me about, I don't know, taking a roller coaster ride? Now, he might, but if I'm not sure, I'm going to go through my little process here to make sure and check it out. And notice I also did not click on the link to go online to find out what the pics were. And
read only edit.
Not suspicious enough.
blank.
Curious enough.
Spam
to do that. All right, that's Sally.
Walmart update. Transaction no number WMT1662150.
All right, this looks like it's from Walmart. I'm going to open this.
Read only edit. Walmart. Walmart order. Blank. Thank you for your recent purchase on Walmart. You paid $1,650 over this order.
Yeah, so clearly I spent money on Walmart. Do I remember going to Walmart? Do I remember spending any money at Walmart? No. So right away, I know, you know, I'm like, what? No, I didn't spend any money. Now, if every once in a while, if I'm not sure, or maybe I did go to Walmart and I don't remember, Bob, I know, I'd rather go and check my bank account or check my credit card account than to click on a link here.
Contact our customer service team at +1-803-965-5226-1800 Walmart.
And there's that strange number to call customer service at 803. That doesn't sound like a company number to
blank.
Me.
Please find your order information below order number. BBGBGG1216 lens camera delivery mode. Debit/credit card.
A lens camera?
Amount $1,000 blank. Amount has been duly received. Blank. If you received an order confirmation email from Walmart other than this but you did not place an order, please report us at +1-803-965-5226. Blank.
And then what it gave me is the same phone number to call to say to report the, you know, if you don't expect it, to report them, right? Very smart. Very smart. But certainly this is not a phone number I'm going to call. I'm going to try the forward here and see what it does.
FW transaction. Subject edit. F. Blank. Original mess from Walmart update. John3167fro@gmail.com.
John. Who's John? 32, 36, whatever, right? Okay. Oops. And I'm just
spams
pressing escape to get out of the forward. Okay, so I hope that helps a little bit and give you a little bit of context on what to look for in spam. Any questions?
I have some input. This is Earl.
Sure.
And this also goes for telephone calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do not believe the caller ID that you get. VoIP, voice over IP senders, can send any number they want. Don't bother calling it back. It's probably either a disconnected number or somebody else's phone number. Mm. Don't believe your caller ID information. Every call that comes in is suspect. I got one trying to sell me solar panels. from PG&E. They spoofed PG&E's 800 number.
Mm. Good point.
Do not believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give any information on an incoming call. I don't even care if it's somebody you know. And when you call back, absolutely don't call back the number they gave you on the voicemail, and don't call back the number on the caller ID. Both of those are probably bogus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, I spent 18 years with AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, with voice over IP, they can do anything. And very much like email, the reason spammers and marketing people love email, because the incremental value cost of an email is zero.
Right.
So they can send out millions.
Yeah.
The same thing with VoIP phone calls. Ever since voice over IP, it's not like the old Bell system days, using especially using robocalls, the incremental cost per call is zero. They send them out millions a minute. Don't believe the numbers. I had Kaiser call me up one time. Turned out to be legitimate. They called me up one time and they said, we have a question about, or we need to arrange this appointment for such and such. I said, well, you originated the call. And what I did was I said, what are the last three digits of my medical record number? And they were able to give it to me. So the way whenever you call a bank, they authenticate you. Whenever you get an incoming call, authenticate them every single time. I don't care if it's a friend.
All right.
By the way, this is Frank.
I have a comment.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I think I heard Frank first and then Mike.
Yeah. I checked that 803 number at South Carolina. So why would Walmart be calling you from South Carolina?
I don't know. I think that's John.
Once again,
what's your dough?
You can order a phone number from anywhere. I have an alternate phone number that I use. It's through my UMA system. And mine is from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Yeah.
So
you can. Google,
I have a Flagstaff, Arizona telephone number.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean I'm in Flagstaff? No.
Mike?
One thing you can do to keep, to not have to give many companies your credit card number, mm-hmm. is if you have a PayPal account, make one of the devices that you can get money from or put money into your credit card. And then when you're shopping, look to see if you can pay via PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, the company you're shopping with doesn't get your credit card information.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
I think that's available in other services like Zelle.
Venmo, those. Yeah. Very good point, Mike.
And
anyone
I won't do business with PayPal, but there are other ways always. And I wish I still had this feature. I'm hoping that my bank takes it up. It's where you can give a fictitious number with its own expiration date and CVV code that's good for only one transaction. If you can get that feature, that's great.
Anyone else have a question?
I have a question. Maybe everybody else understands it, but why did you do the forward?
Oh, so you can do it different ways. The reason I do forward is because then the heading is right at the top of your, it's as if you're reading the email, but now mm-hmm. the heading is at the top. So you can read heading very easily, but then make sure not to send it. Just press escape.
Right. Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyone else have questions?
Just a comment, Steve, here.
Sure.
There's wonderful technology that's here to help us, and it is wonderful technology. The problem is it's a tool for anyone to use for whatever means they – so the flip side of the coin is mm-hmm. very much there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we need to be suspicious of every email we get, but, I mean, you know, we're just being careful, right?
You know, I disagree with that. We do every call that comes in and every email that comes in is suspect until proven otherwise. But I want to mention one more feature that I'm looking at putting on my VoIP line, and that is there is a feature called NOMO Robo, NOMORobo, I believe it is. And it answers your phone. And it says, to make sure this is you're a human being, please dial, and it gives you a two-digit number. And that two-digit number is kind of garbled a little bit so that machines can't determine it. And if, of course, a robocall can't dial that, so it blocks robocalls. Mm-hmm. I haven't decided whether my sister's using it, and she says it works well.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steve B., you're on.
Okay. So we're going to get onto something that's not quite as scary as spam and things like that, although people do find it scary, and that is filling out forms for CCB, and that really puts dread into a lot of people's hearts, and really it shouldn't. We've tried to make it as simple as possible, and a lot of this stuff is contained in the membership menu. So I'm going to go back over to the I'm using Chrome right now.
2017 conference and convention, April 6th.
And I was kind of dinking around when Steve was talking about past conventions, so I got to 2017 convention. So I'm going to go up to the top of the page here and look for the main menu link.
Same page, visited link, visited heading level one link, heading level two empowerment through advocacy.
Slow my speech down here.
Slower, 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 slower. Link graphic, donate now. Navigation region, link main menu.
Okay, so main menu, I'm going to click
enter.
I'm going to press enter on
navigation
that.
Region.
And then I got all this cool stuff here. I'm going to go down.
List of 8 items. Visited link, home. Link about US, link president's page, visited link chapters and affiliates, visited link membership menu.
Okay, there's a membership menu. There's also
link student scholarships, visited link CCB important dates and calendar of events.
Phil's going to talk about, so let's go back up to
links, visited link membership menu.
To the membership menu. I'm going to press enter on that.
Enter.
And
list with
wait for that to load.
5 region member.
And then
list of 6 item, visited link volunteer hours reporting form.
Okay, remember, yeah, we were doing that for a while. We should start, maybe I'm talking to myself here, start doing that again.
Visited link, change of member contact information form.
Okay, change of member contact information form. So especially if you're a member at large or you want CCB to know your new phone number, new address, then that's the place to go.
Visited link, 2022 chapter and affiliate officers information form.
Okay, if you're the person, your chapter responsible for getting that information to the office, that's what you need.
Visited link, CCB credentials form.
Credentials form for the convention. Who's your delegate? Who's your alternate delegate, that sort of thing.
Visited link, 2022 chapter and affiliate dues.
And if you're paying, now this is not for an individual paying their chapter dues, but it's for chapters paying their dues to CCB.
Link member at large dues.
And member at large dues, if you are a member at large.
List end.
So that's what's in the membership menu. So let's go back up the top. I'm actually going to go.
Visited link, change of member contact information form.
This is something that a lot of folks might want to do. I'll do the change of member contact information form. So I'll press
enter
on that.
Navigation.
And
4 regions, 5 headings and 10.
We'll get into that here.
Only complete this form if you've had a change of contact information such as name, address, email, phone, etc. Article, full name star. Blank, edit, required invalid entry.
Okay, so, and Chrome is going to say invalid entry because I haven't typed anything in there yet, so I'll go ahead and type in my first name.
S-T-E-V-E.
And I'll tab.
Name change edit.
Oops.
Email address edit. Name change edit.
Wait a minute, okay.
Full name star edit required, Steve.
Oh, I wasn't listening, it said my full name. Okay, so I'm going to put in
N
Steve Bauer.
E, blank. Space, B. A-U-E-R.
Okay, and then I'm going to switch over here to the tab.
Name change edit.
Okay, name change.
Email address edit.
So,
name change edit.
Okay, so if I'm going to change my name to John Smith, I'll put that in here.
J-O-H-N space S-M-I-T-H. Email address.
And I'll put in my email address.
S-T-E-V-E period B-A-U-E-R at C-C-B-N-E-T period O-R G. Home phone edit.
Okay.
803-123-4567.
I like that.
Yeah. The gentleman has joined the meeting.
Well, you know, I could give up my real phone number, but then somebody might want to call me in the middle of the night. So, hey, you know, what can I say?
Work phone edit.
Okay. Work phone is
8880.
Oops.
0-222222222. Cell phone edit.
Okay. I don't need to fill all these out here, but
preferred reading format edit.
Okay. So preferred reading format. I like things in email. So
E-M-A-I-L. Chapter / affiliate name or member at large edit.
Okay.
G-R-E-A-T-E-R space caps lock L-A caps lock off. Officer title left paren if applicable right paren edit. B-I-G space S-H-O-T. Indicate if you are a member of any of the following listservs : California Council of the Blind discussion list left paren CCB-L right paren, presidents left paren CCB-presidents right paren, blind Californian left paren BC right paren, membership left paren CCB-membership right paren.
Okay, so I
list the name of any CCB.
Get the blind California here, so I'll write that in.
B-L-I-D space C-A-L-I-F-O-N-I-A-N. List the name of any CCB committees that you serve on left paren if applicable right paren colon edit.
Okay, and I'm on the
T-E-C-H-N-I-S-A-L space O-P-P-R-A-T-I-O-N-S space G-T-O-U-P. Submit button.
And I'm not going to submit this because I don't want to give Nicole a bunch of heartache to look through tomorrow morning. So I won't bother doing that. But that's all there is to it. I would say, you know, you're always better with most browsers tabbing through these things than you are through using the arrow keys. What Steve said is very true. You get sometimes more information when you're arrowing, and certainly at the top, you want to read all the information. But once you're into the areas with the places to fill out, using the tab key is probably your best bet.
Donate to California Council of the Blind. Escape.
I'm going
to
hit escape out of this.
And Amazon Smile link graphic, link graphic, Facebook, here. Change of same visited link graphic, California, vis heading level
okay,
2.
Okay, so I'm done with this form. I'm going to hit the alt left arrow key to get out of this.
Change of member contact information form, vertical bar, link graphic, donate now, navigation link, main menu, navigation, head list of 6 items, visited link, volunteer hours reporting form, visited link, change of member contact information, visited link, 2022 chapter and affiliate officers information form.
Okay, there's the officers information form.
Visited link, CCB credentials form.
Credentials form.
Visited link 2022 chapter and affiliate dues.
Okay.
Link member at large dues.
Let's say I want to pay my member at large dues. I'll go into that here. If I'm a member at large, again, this is not for paying your chapter dues, but if I was a chapter or, you know, paying my chapter's dues.
Skip to main content. Same visited link. Graphic California Council. Heading level 1 member at large dues. Member's name : star. Article. Phone number : blank. Edit.
Okay. And
S-T-E-V space B-A-U-E-R. Phone number : star edit. 310-333-3333. Rail radio button not checked.
Okay. Now we got some radio buttons. So how do I want to get my information from CCB?
Audio radio button checked. Large print radio button checked. Email radio button checked. Rail radio button checked.
Okay.
1 of 7.
I like email, so.
Email radio button checked.
I'm arrowing up and down, arrowing through these choices. That's something I should have mentioned once I get in the field. So now that I've picked my choice, I'll hit the tab key again.
Legally blind radio button not checked. 5 of 7. Fully sighted radio button checked. Visually impaired radio button checked. Legally blind radio. Visually impaired radio button checked.
Okay, we'll go with visually impaired.
Address line 1 : star edit.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 space. S. M I T H space S S S S T R E E T. Address line 2 : edit. City : star edit.
Again, I won't fill all these out here, but
state : star. Zip code : star edit. Email address : edit. Add to cart button.
And now here's the thing. I'm going to add to cart. Actually, let me put an email address in here.
Email address : edit. S T E V E period B A U E R at C C B N E T period O R G. Add to cart button. Enter. Member at large dues. $20.00 vertical bar California Council of the Blind. Add to cart button. 3, 1, at 12345 Smith Street. Edit. Address line 2,
and it's getting all the information back here that I gave the system just to make sure that's in case I messed anything up.
City colon star edit. State colon star edit. Zip code colon star edit. Email address colon edit. steve.bauer@net.org. Add to cart button. Navigation region. Lit. 2020 okay. Chapter and affiliate.
Now, I'm not going to hit add to cart because then if I hit add to cart the second time, it's going to take me to a place where I can either pay with PayPal or put a credit card in or something like that. And I don't want to go through that because, again, I don't want to create havoc for Nicole tomorrow morning. But that's pretty much the way the things work. They're all real simple. I mean, you don't have to worry about accessibility because this is CCB after all. So that's what's going on. So membership menu is great, and I encourage you guys to take advantage and use it, and especially folks trying to get information to the office. It's great having it on this form. It's all one place for Nicole, and things work very well. So we can take any questions now. If not, we'll turn it back over to Vita.
Thank you.
And we have a hand raised.
Henry? Okay, yeah.
It's Frank Welty.
Yeah, go ahead, Frank.
Are there any items on your roadmap that you're looking to work on the CCB website that you would be willing to talk about at this time?
Yes, so we are looking at actually updating our website, kind of doing a facelift, as they always call it. The committee has met and we, you know, we are on target to do that. And if anyone has ideas about what they'd like to see on the site that's not there, again, write to webmaster@ccbnet.org. And if there are forms that we're missing, that would be great for us to know as well. I think the reason we didn't put the fundraising form up there, am I correct? Is that because it had, the information was too personal? It was a lot of money information, is that right? I don't remember, Phil, do you?
Which form
are you referring to? The fundraising form.
You mean the chapter submit every year for?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think there was a reason why I think we chose, yeah, but anyway,
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't
but
either.
I do
but...
have a comment when you're done regarding.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
You know, I know Gabe and Farah are both here. So if that's a form you'd like to see up there as well, just let us know. Sorry, Phil, go ahead.
Okay. Another thing I want to point out. And this was actually brought to my attention just during the chatter before a meeting that I happened to overhear. Somebody was commenting on how our website is not secure. And Steve showing this membership reminded me of that, this membership form. We actually do have a secure instance of our website. The forms that Steve showed you today don't actually get saved on the website. They're actually, when you fill it out, it's actually submitted most cases to the CCB office. In some cases, some of them actually go to the webmaster mailbox, you know, so that the TOG can take action on them. However, if Steve had clicked that add to cart button and would have been gone to the area where he would have had, you know, would have chosen how he's going to pay, that actually gets routed to the secure portal of our environment. So I just want people to realize that we do that. Security was taken into consideration when the site was built, and it will be with the new site as well. Okay.
Yeah. Any questions?
This is Sarah with a question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. This has been great, by the way. It's, you know, I'm a nerd. I like to hear this kind of stuff, for real. So is it possible, you're talking about the forms that we submit, is it, there a way that we could make it to where when we submit a form that whoever's submitting it gets an email back, we have got your form, just as that reassurance? Do we know if there's a way that that could happen, that that could be done?
Go ahead, Phil.
Okay, yes, I do believe it can be done. However, with the plan to revamp our site, I think we need to go forward and make that part of the new, that's something we definitely need to add to our list of things that we want done on the new site. I don't think that we really, the time it would take to revamp the forms to do that now, I don't think is worth our effort.
But it is a possibility, and that's the cool part. No, I think that's great. That's a great add to the bill. Thank you.
Yeah, that's
and just to let folks, if you get as far as, and I didn't, to actually doing a transaction with PayPal, the person will get a message back from PayPal, you know, with all the particulars of the transaction. So,
for that one, it will, but I was talking about, like our credentials form and
yeah, no,
like
exactly.
That.
No. And
yeah.
Because
mm-hmm. I know I had a freak out moment, Monday night before, you know, I'm going to surgery, I'm texting Gabe like, hey, you know, are you going to make sure Nicole like sends us something that she had got it? Cause it's been so long time ago. Right. And I forgot to make sure. And I'm like, you know, cause you just think like, wait, where did it go? Cause it's mm-hmm. so convenient to have that. I mean, because it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, you can just go on there and boom, 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 you're done. You know,
yeah.
But yeah, just that extra piece. That would be super awesome.
Yeah. I think we did that when we had registration on our site for the convention 1 year, right? I seem to remember. Anyway, yeah, it is possible. And so, yeah, we'll definitely put it into the notes for the site. All right, Phil, you want to do the last little piece?
I sure will. Okay, this time I'm going to be talking about a newly modified version of the CCB important dates page. This page was originally designed to give readers a quick reference point to find upcoming CCB events and links to important information and forms. We have now expanded the page with an area designed so chapters and affiliates can specify the dates of upcoming events that they are planning. It is our hope that when planning events, chapters and affiliates can use this reference to see the dates of other CCB activity and be able to plan the best day and time for their event. Okay, so I'm going to now bring up the page. Okay, so I'm now on the CCB important dates, and the page name has also changed. It's now called CCB important dates and calendar of events. So I'm going to go ahead and just arrow through the page, and I'll point out the places where you can actually automatically jump to. Now you get to this page from the home page. Actually, you can get to this from most of the CCB pages at the first menu, at the top menu. There is a line item in the menu called CCB Important Dates and Calendar Events. So simply by clicking on that in the main navigation will take you directly to this page.
Visit the same page link, skip the main, enter CCB important
page link to jump me to the
article
form.
Visit the same page link.
At the top of the page is a link.
Visit the same page link. Click here to read important CCB dates and information.
Okay, so this first link will take you to what was currently It's basically the information that was there. And this was primarily being used by CCB, not by chapters and affiliates. So you can click this link to jump directly to that section of the page.
Blank. Visit the same page link. Click here to review the current CCB calendar of events.
And the second link at the top will take you directly to the section of the chapter and affiliates calendar of events. Okay, so, but rather than clicking those links, I'm going to arrow down so you can see what's actually in the page at this time. So the first section is
heading level 1 CCB important dates and information.
Okay, in this section,
heading level 2 chap blank, within 30 days of the change of officers, please link click here to complete the chapter/affiliate officer information form.
Okay, so that's information on filling out the form along with the link that's going to take you to the form, to the officer's information form.
Chapter/affiliate rosters and dues. Heading level 2. For each home chapter member, please remit the sum of $15.00 with the exception of those members who are life members of CCB. Blank. For statewide affiliates, please remit the sum of $75.00 for your dues to the council.
Okay, so again, this is informational. I'm going to hit H to jump to the next heading.
CCB 2022 Virtual Conference and Convention Important Dates Heading Level 2.
Okay, this is an item specifically to our
blank
convention.
Link click here to go to the 2022 Virtual Conference and Convention Information page where you can find the link to register for the convention and read or download a convention program in your format of choice.
Okay, so this link here will take you to the page that Steve and Rob had shown you on how to register and download and read the convention program.
Blank list of 3 items.
Okay, then within that item, there's a breakout of
bullet pre-convention activities begin April 18th and run through May 9th, 2022. Bullet the main convention runs from May 12th through May 15th. Bullet post-convention activities take place on May 17th and 18th.
So again, the theme of this page is really, the focus is on dates. So we have a link to, so it's very clear, the important dates of the convention.
List
okay.
Blank.
Next item is
heading level 2 CCB auction.
CCB auction is still on our important dates, and hopefully we'll be able to fill in a date.
Blank. Please check back.
In the
blank
future.
Heading level 1 CCB calendar of events.
Okay, now we're down to the calendar of events. And like I said, I arrowed down to it just so that you can see what's really on the page, but you could have jumped directly to it with the same page link at the top of this section.
Heading level 2 April 18th through May 18th. Heading level 2 2022 CCB virtual conference and convention. Blank.
Okay, the first item in the calendar is again our convention, because that this section is in the order of, it's in date order. So that is actually our first event.
April 18th through May 9th, pre-convention activities heading level 2.
Okay, I pressed H and it jumped me to the date of the pre-convention activity.
Heading blank, link click here to go to the 2022 virtual conference and convention information page where you can find the link to register for the convention and read or download a convention program in your format of choice.
Okay, and there we have a link that will take you again to the the registration and program page.
May 12th through May 15th, the main convention heading level 2.
Okay, there's the main convention. It's going to be followed again by the same link so that you can get to the registration and program page.
May 17th and 18th, post-convention activities heading level 2.
Okay, I hit H again, and that took me to the information for the post-convention activities. Going to hit H again.
June 11th, RSVP needed by May 14th, Glendale Burbank Area Chapter L.A. Arboretum Walk heading level 2.
And yay for the Glendale Burbank chapter. We actually had a real event to put in here. They are planning an Arboretum Walk on June 11th, and I got permission from Anthony to go ahead and initiate this new area with his event. Okay, that's, I'm going to read.
Heading blank. Information about this event was sent to chapter presidents. For details, please check with your chapter president and send your RSVP for this event by May 14th. To send mail link rias2@roadrunner.com.
Okay, so again,
article blank.
That is the end of that page because, you know, that is the activity we have at this point. Okay, so in the calendar section, we're providing at the heading level the date, and these are in date order, followed by the affiliate or chapter that's putting it on, and the name of the event. And that is then followed by a very brief one-liner. We don't want this to be a replacement for the happenings or other means of presenting detail. This is, remember, this is really a calendar of layout. So our emphasis here is to let people see what all is going on so that they can plan around what's already being presented. Okay, now I want to emphasize that this section is only going to work. There's two things that could make it not work. First of all, it's going to work if people use it, if people actually put their events, and I'll tell you in a moment how to submit your entries. If you put your events in so that other entities of CCB can actually see what you have planning, what you have coming up, so that they can plan their events around your event, you know, to try to avoid conflicts. If another chapter is doing something in your area on the same date, you might want to put it a week later or a week sooner or a different time. Another point that would stymie this from actually being a useful tool is if an event is canceled, using this implies that you're taking responsibility for this entry. So if your event is canceled, you need to notify the TOG to remove it from the calendar so that others will have the opportunity to use that space. If people come to this page and they plan their event for a day that they want a date that somebody else had, and they work around it and choose another date and then find out that the original one was canceled, people are not going to want to come back. You know, it'll lose its purpose. So please, I want to emphasize that you know, to take responsibility and let us know if events have been canceled so that others can take advantage of it. Okay, so that is it for this page. If you want to submit an event, send a message to webmaster@ccbnet.org, and the TOG reviews that mailbox, and we will be able to add your event to this calendar. Okay, questions?
Thank you, Phil. I think I just want to say that now that Phil has formally announced it here, we'll put it out on the president's list so that everyone will know about it and know how to get their event. Phil, do you see this as a place where people could also list speakers that are coming to, you know, so in case it's a speaker that a chapter is interested in listening to, they can come to the chapter meeting?
I think so, yes. I think that would be a good place to list that. Again, not wanting to replace the other tools that we have, you know, such as CCB happenings, you know, you might want to say, see the happenings for details, but it would be a good place to at least mention what is, what, you know, why you're emphasizing that date and time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Phil, it's Gabe.
Yes, Gabe.
A couple of things. Speaking of happenings, along with putting it out on the list, I think mentioning that for a couple of weeks in the happenings would be good.
Yeah.
And also, you know, sometimes things are scheduled, you know, sometimes there's a speaker scheduled 3 months in advance. So I think putting, you know, if a chapter has, you know, I'm going to pick on slash compliment the San Francisco chapter. They have some really good speakers. And those are scheduled sometimes 2, 3, 4 months in advance. So if there's something that San Francisco chapter thinks is going to be a good speaker, rather than waiting until a month before it to put it in the happenings, they could put it up here on the on this calendar of events,
right?
So that's that it starts getting some traction there. So
you know,
that's the other place where I see this being able to be something that supplements the happenings and where they can work together.
Right. Yeah. Yes, I totally agree. Just, but the difference,
just my cent and a half worth.
But the difference being, Gabe, that the more advanced notice that you
you know,
whereas the happenings, you would want to put that in closer to the event.
Right.
But this, if you were to put it 6 months ahead so that others will already know, you know,
and
whether they want to compete with that time.
Yeah. And then 3 weeks in advance, that's where you start saying, you know, for information, you know, put it in the happenings and just remind people that might have seen it 3 months ago, you know, put it in the happening so that people get, you know, it's kind of like, to me, the website would be more of a passive announcement, whereas the happenings is more of an active announcement, I guess.
Couldn't you treat it as a calendar so that people have it at the beginning of the year so they can plan stuff?
Yeah, good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Make it like a calendar.
Yeah.
It's working in that direction, I think.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to do a calendar, but then just couldn't really figure out who would be responsible for it. And I think this is going to be kind of a...
And I will say that we deliberately put it in this format to make it easy to read. We deliberately did not put it in a table calendar format because many people have trouble navigating. So for now, at least, it'll be in this easy linear format.
Mm-hmm.
And that, the headings are going to be nice.
Right.
Yeah. And I
nice job on it, Phil.
Yeah. I think also we didn't do a calendar before because we didn't have enough people on the TOG. And so Steve Bauer and Rob Turner recently joined our group, and that has really allowed us to put more effort into what we can accomplish, right? And we're way over our time, so
I was just thinking.
So, but
that's okay. Revolutions ran a few minutes over. This can run a few minutes over as long as it's as long as we're done well before 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we're making up for the few minutes we started late.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah,
slow starting, but it picked up momentum.
It did. It did. Well, thank you, everyone. This was really, really good session, and I hope people picked up and learned and know how to reach us. It's probably best to write the webmaster at ccbnet.org than to write to us separately, just because there's more than one person that checks that account. It's like 4 people that check that account, so.
This is a really great session because I don't think the TOG has ever been featured like this. So I think it was really great for you guys to be able to step out from behind the curtain and kind of say, this is who we are. This is what we did. So I'm really glad
Sarah,
this happened.
Thank you, Sarah, for bringing it up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Sarah, for bringing it up. And thanks you guys for making it actually come alive.
Yeah.